Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The statewide debate over online sports betting is now in Governor Tony Evers' hands. Over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program, Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel CEO Dominic Ortiz urged the governor to sign the online betting bill, saying tribes should be allowed to operate mobile betting, calling it a chance to keep gaming revenue in Wisconsin. Ortiz says Pottawatomie is ready to launch once the bill is signed. The measure cleared both houses with bipartisan votes, but Evers says he's still listening to concerns from tribes that haven't endorsed the plan. Eight of the 11 Wisconsin tribes have voiced support through a joint letter if it does get passed. A lawsuit is likely waiting. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the bill goes too far, claiming lawmakers don't have the power to authorize new forms of gambling. The group says it will sue if the governor signs it. OSHA has cited a maker of beauty products in Prescott, Wisconsin, for safety issues following an explosion and fire. The feds are proposing over $275,000 in fines that the company is contesting. A 55-gallon drum of nitrocellulose exploded, causing a fire with flammable liquids in the western Wisconsin community. OSHA says they found no proper training for new hires on chemicals, respiratory protection, or medical checks. Citations include two repeat violations, 10 serious ones for items like fire extinguishers and forklifts, and six other issues on records and material handling. And if you've ever heard of a scam targeting older people, there's a good chance it involved a crypto ATM. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill before they retired to crack down on those machines, which are often used in fraud schemes. The measure would limit daily transactions to $1,000 and require kiosk companies to refund money if victims report fraud quickly. Supporters say it's needed because scammers have stolen hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide through crypto ATMs. The bill heads to Governor Tony Evers for his signature. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the series against Tampa Bay in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing 3-2 last night. Closer Trevor McGill giving up the go-ahead run in the ninth. The game starting out with the Brewers' new lefty, Kyle Harrison, surrendering a home run to the Rays' leadoff batter, Yandy Diaz. Harrison after the loss.
Good to get the first one out of the way. Obviously didn't start off how I wanted. You know, didn't execute a changeup, but felt like I bounced back pretty good and, you know, got the five, you know, ideally six, but, you know, worked a little too hard on those first couple innings.
Brewers' Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball well, and for his first outing with us, I mean, he threw the ball really well and responded really well, especially after the first two innings.
The team picked up an outfielder, Luis Matos, in a trade with the Giants for cash. Women's college basketball. Wisconsin season comes to an end after losing to Columbia 67-50 in the WIBA tournament. The Bucks host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at Five Serve Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunder shower later today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.